Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, or whatever time of the day that you are listening to this podcast. In today's episode, I want to talk about one very simple technique that you can start implementing today in order to get closer to having a career or a profession or a life that is truly meaningful and fulfilling for you. No matter how happy people appear at the surface, the truth is that there are many people who are not really happy with the jobs that they are in. There is some kind of misalignment between the job that they have or the duties that they have versus the career that they would truly be interested in. A lot of times people do have an idea of what it is that they would love to do, but the bigger question is how to get there. So in this episode, I want to be speaking about a unique and simple mindset technique that will help you to get closer to that fulfilling career, which will in turn help you to live that fulfilling life that you've always wanted to have. And on a side note, I actually want to mention that this technique would also work if you are thinking of starting your own business initiative and are currently trying to figure out what specific niche you want to target or what kind of service you want to offer to your clients. All right? Now, let's start with something that we can all agree on. I think we can all agree, as long as you are truly honest to yourself, that the career that you have right now and the life that you are living right now is actually a result of all the previous choices and decisions that you have made in the past. Those choices are the ones that have led to this present moment. Now, that means that if we went back in time and you made different choices or decisions up until this present moment, then you wouldn't be living the life or having the career that you have right now, correct? You'd be living a different life because you would have made different life choices. Now, let's take this a little bit further. Based on quantum physics, while we are all at any given time in one specific reality, there are also other realities that exist, and those are known as parallel universes. These other realities depend on the different choices that you have made in the past. Okay, so for example, let's say in one reality you are super fulfilled and have the life that makes you the happiest and turns you into the best version of yourself. On the other hand, in another reality, you may not be so happy because the choices that you made in that universe actually caused you to lead a life that is less than ideal for you. And in this universe, you are still trying to figure out how to approach and achieve a fulfilling career and a fulfilling life. So what these physicists are actually saying is that there are really billions of numerous alternative realities or universes that exist out there. Once you can accept this concept, there's another layer to it, and that is the idea that you can actually shift from one reality to another. You can move from the reality that you are living in right now to another more ideal reality, which is more optimized towards what you really want from your life. So to simplify, it is possible for you to move from this reality where you're still not sure of how to find a fulfilling career into a reality where you are living and having a fulfilled life and career for yourself. Now, essentially, all that is saying is that based on the intentions and the choices that you make moving forward in your life, you could be living a completely different lifestyle because, that different or ideal lifestyle already exists out there as a potential reality. So let me break it down to you. What the concept is really telling us is that the key to accessing a fulfilled and meaningful career and life for yourself is to simply have the intentions and make the kind of choices that will move you in the direction of having that reality. The more alive we are within our own body and feel that there's another potential for us, we start to set different intentions and make different choices for ourselves. And it's only logical to assume that the best version of us will only make choices and decisions that are in line with what's best for us and lead towards the best version of ourselves. This is something that I have incorporated into my life, and I hope I was able to explain it well enough because it has really worked for me. Life isn't just about desiring something, it's about seeing what you desire, even if it's just in your head, in your imagination. And then setting up those intentions and making strong choices to move towards that thing that you desire. So thank you for listening, and I guess this has been a bit of a heavy kind of an episode. So I'll be back with more practical tips and more lighter stuff to talk about in the future episodes.